And we're on Chav Beis Omid Beis the top. Omar Rava Barafuna Kolakois Afilu Shechina Eina Chashuva Kenegdo. Person who gets angry, he loses control, so even the Shechina is not important to him. In other words, he doesn't even take any consideration. Shneamar Rasha Kigova Apo. Rasha, when his anger reaches its peak, Bal Yidrosh Ein Elohim Komazimosa. He doesn't think that the Rabbanu Shalom will punish him, and he doesn't even take the Rabbanu Shalom into his thoughts. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti Omar Mashkach Talmudo Umosif Tipshus. Person who gets angry forgets his learning that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levi says not a punishment, it's a metzius. If you can't concentrate, you can only concentrate on your anger, you forget other things. And Mela Mosif Tipshus, not only that, not only does he forget his learning, but he becomes, it increases his foolishness. Shneamar ki kas bechei ksilim yonuach. Kas rests by ksilim, by fools. Uksil yifrosh yivelis. Okay, that makes him more foolish. Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar biyadua shavonosam rumi zechuyos. A person loses his temper should know he has more averus than zechuyos, because inevitably when you lose your temper you do other averus too. Shneamru bal chaim or rav pesha. Omar avada bar Rabbi Chanina il mole chotu Yisrael lo nitin lohem elachamisha chum sheitara v'sefer Yoshua bilvad. If we hadn't sinned, we only would have been given the five books of the Torah and Sefer Yoshua, She'erko Shal Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Yoshua is important, tells us the chashivas of the chalakim of Eretz Yisrael. But the rest of the Nevi'im, most of them, are tochach on chatoim. So he wouldn't have needed them. And even though the Sforim say, we learn out halachas from the Nevi'im. Right? But those halachas aren't things that the Navi was mechadish, because Navi can't mechadish halachas. They're all halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai, which have an asmachta in the pasuk, and the pasuk tells them. Had it not been for the chatoim, we wouldn't have needed that to be Torah shebichsav. It would remain Torah shebalpeh. All of the things that the Nevi'im had would have been Torah shebalpeh. Even though there are parts of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that are not what's it called, the Musar al chatoim, like Shirashirim and other Svarim. But again, whatever is in there is already hinted to in the Torah. And we wouldn't have needed it to be Torah Shebichsav. We'd have been able to learn it directly from the Torah as Torah Shebal Peh. My time, ki barov choch rov kas, because of all the chatoyim, that's why you need all these rov svarim, rov chochma. But Lamai said, had it not been for that, we would have been able to learn everything out of Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Rashi. Kigova apo sheyesh lo charon. Person reached the peak of his anger. Ein Elohim komazimosav. The machshavosav ein shchin chashuva kenegdo. Yifros yivelis mishemishtate. He gets even more foolish. Rav pesha shepshav merubim. Person like that's a simon that his averus, he has more averus than mitzvahs. Mene sheerko shel eretz Yisrael hu shekasu bo erech chelek shel kol shevet v'shevet. Sefer Yoshua. And you need the rest of it to make that importance. Like the Rashbam says, that the reason the Torah had to write all the parshios of Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, so we should know when it says V'shivim nefesh yordav osechel mitzrayma, what that means. So in order to really understand what that means, you have to know all of the details that surround it. Same thing over here. Right? You need the whole Sefer Yoshua, which deals with the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, to appreciate the chashivas of each portion. Lo sagi b'lav hachi, lefi sheboatu v'chotu nosof lohem rov chochma shara svarim latrichon yosef. The rest of it had to be Torah shebichsav. If not, it could have been Torah shebalpeh. We could have learned it all out of the chamisha chumshei Torah. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rav Vasi, ein niskokin l'lohei Yisrael. Chutz mikonam ishti nehenesli sheganva es kisi v'shehiksa es bini v'noda shelo ganva v'shelo hikaso. Right? If a person makes a neder and he uses Shem Hashem, we'll see even if he says a kinui, which is clearly in place of Shem Hashem, you're not matter his nether. Teach him a lesson, right? He's too hefker because he made the nether b'Shem Hashem. Except where he made a nether to asher his wife on him, because he thought that she stole his wallet, or she hit his kid shelo kedin, and then it was found out that he was wrong. She didn't steal his wallet, and she didn't hit the kid. So then, since that nether is also chomer, it's a shalom bayis, and we know that the Rabbanu Shalom is willing to have his name erased to make shalom bayis. So in that kind of situation, even though the guy used Shem Hashem, we're willing to be matter the nether. Ahuda asayla kameder avasi, omar lo b'mayno darta. The woman came and he said to her, "What? How did you phrase your nether?" Belokei Yisrael. So she said, "I swore Belokei Yisrael." Omar la ino darta b'mohi shehi kinui b'alma miskakinelach. If you had made the nether b'mohi. We said before two pshatim in mohi. One is that it's a lashon of shvua, right? Mumsa, mumasa is a shvua. Another that it's a lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu, and by Moshe Rabbeinu it says vayoel Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a kinui for shvua also. Had you made a nether b'mohi, she kinui b'am, I'd be mati your nether. I'm not going to be matir your nether, right? It's too serious a thing. You made the nether belokei Yisrael, no hatara. Rav Kahana ikla lebei Rav Yosef, omra le litomar midi. Right, Rav Kahana went to Rav Yosef's house, and Rav Yosef said to him, "Eat something." Omra le lo, not eating anything. More kula lo ta'im nale. Don hakol. Right, which again is not Elokei Yisrael, but it's very similar. Adon Hakol, I'm not going to eat anything. Omerle lo mori kula lo ta'imusle. So he said, that's the case. I that's what we think now. He made a shvu also that mori hakol, I'm not going to eat from you either. So Mar says, Hanichel Rav Kahana domer lo mori kula lo mori kula. Right, he said it because they were pushing him to eat, and he wanted to make emphatic that he's not going to eat. El Rav Yosef, Ami Omer Lo Mori Kula, right? But why did Rav Yosef make such a nether? Right? Nobody's bothering him. Well, he says, no. Hachi Hu Kedika Amar Lei. This is what he answered him. Lo Mori Kula Hu Dika Amras Hilkech Lo Teimas Lei. Right? I can't be mati your nether. He said, since you said Mori Kula, therefore Taki, you're not going to eat from me because I can't be mati your nether because we're not mizdakek to somebody who makes a nether b'shem Hashem. And Adon HaKol is close enough to Shem Hashem to be considered a hefkeris that we're not matter that nether either. Omar Ravam Rav Nachman, Helchus Posim Bicharota, the halacha is going back to the sugi before, that we are Poseah Bicharota, not only with a Pesach, but Charota too. But Niskokin Lokeso, and we are matter a nether even if it's made with using Shem Hashem. Rashi. It's a serious nether that you Shem Hashem. We don't want to be mezalzel in those kind of nedarim to be matter them. Chutz mikonim ishti nehenesli shafilu nader belokei Yisrael shein ishti nehenesli niskakin lahatulo v'fi she'omra Torah shemi shenichta b'kedusha yimoch alamayim. Right, by Sota, we erase Hashem's name to make Shalom Bayis. Here also, to make Shalom Bayis, we're matur and nether, even if it was made b'shem Hashem. Alamayim b'yadayim, lasur Shalom, we erase it, what's it called, actively, to make Shalom b'nish l'ishto. L'koshkein high nether, inodar v'lokei Yisrael, shulosh and nether. Lo mori kula, shehu nishba ba'odon ha'olam lo ochal. Omer le Rav Yosef, lo mori kula lo ti'imasle. Hachikom Rav Yosef, lo mori lo. Mori kula kamras. You made this nether and with Shem Hashem. Bevadai lo timusli, so therefore you're surely not going to eat from me, because I'm not going to be mati your nether. Sha'osu lahatulacha, dehainu kamisha nishba lokei Yisrael. Similar to a person who said, Mama Shem Hashem, this is close enough of a kinui to make the nether chomer to. So what he said is, you're right, you're not going to eat from me. Right? There's no way out of this. Okay, from here on, for the next few amudim, it's the Perish is for sure Rabbeinu Gershom, not the Mefarish, and surely not Rashi. Okay. The Gemara says, "Ha nichal." That's the Rabbeinu Gershon says, "Nichal Rav Kahana." The Vishahayim Masar, Rebbe Rav Yosef, Nader Hachi. We understand why Rav Kahana did it. They were bugging him to eat, so he wanted to emphatically say he's not going to eat. So he blurted out, "Elokei Yisrael." El Rav Yosef, Ame Kamer Nami Lo Marikula. Why did Rav Yosef? Nobody's bothering Rav Yosef. Why did he have to say such a chomer dik a neder? Hachi Kamer. He'd make a neder. Lo Marikula Alma Kamers. Bitmiya. Kamer Le Rav Yosef Kamer. You what's it called? You said Elokei Yisrael. Then for sure you're not going to eat from me because I can't be matter the neder. Okay. Mishtabech Le Rava Le Rav Nachman Rav Schora. Rava was praising Rav Schora to Rav Nachman. The Adam Gadolu, telling what a great person he was, big Talmud Chacham. Omer lo k'shul yovel yodcha v'yel yodi. So Rav Nachman said to Rava, when Rav Schora comes your way, send him to me. I'd like to meet him. Havelin yidra l'mishra. So Rav Schora had a nether to be matter. Oshla kamed Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman to be matter his nether. Omer lein odarto adaita dehachi. So Rav Nachman was looking for a Pesach. So he said, if you would have known this, would you have made the nether? Amar Layin, yeah, I would have still made the nether. Adaiti Dehachi, in. He's looking for all different kinds of excuses that if he had known this, he wouldn't have made the nether and he couldn't find anything. Right? Everything Rav Schora said, no, Ataka, I would have made the nether even if I would have known that. Kama Zimnin, so he did it a few times like this. Ikbid Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman got a little perturbed, right? I'm trying to be Mati or nether, and you're telling me that whatever I could try to find a Pesach, it doesn't work. Omer le zil lekila, go home. I can't help you. Nofik Rav Schora, uposa pischa nafsis. Rav Schora went, and he found himself a Pesach. Why? Rebbe Omer, it says in the Mishnah, esei uiderich yeshora sheyover lo ha'adam, kol shi tiferis lo sel, v'tiferis lo ha'adam. Person shouldn't only do what's a tiferis to the Rabban Shalom, but also what people like. Right? That's noach for people. The hash of the ikbid Rav Nachman, I'd write the hachin anadri, the shorl and nafshe. Right? And if I would have known that Rav Nachman is going to get mad at me because I can't find a Pesach to my nether, right? I never would have made the nether to begin with. And he used that to instruct whoever then was matter, he can't matter his own nether. But he used that to tell the next person that was matter his nether that this is the Pesach. Rashi. Ikbid Rav Nachman, Shalohaya Yochel Lomer Lo Dover Shu Pesach Lecharoti. He couldn't find a way of being matter the nether. So he gave up. He was exasperated. Don't go home. Omer Le Zil Lekilach Lebeischa. Lehoil Ve'eni Odeel Leftoach Lecha. I can't help you. Go home. Kol Shi Tiferes Leosel Ve Tiferes Lo Min Ha'adam. She He Dover Mekubel Nomi Ve'eni Habrios. It's not enough just to be Yotzei the Rabbanu Shalolam. You should be able to say what people see is nice. And that shouldn't be the ikker. The ikker is what's right in the eyes of the Rabbanim. Once you're doing what's right in the eyes of the Rabbanim, so make sure that it's also right in the eyes of people. Have a tiferes lo seho, the hoel di ikbid Rav Nachman, she'ein miskabel alav, she'not nidro chomor. And since Rav Nachman was machbid on me, because I made a nether that on the surface there's no way of being materate, so if I would have known that I'm not going to find favor in the eyes of Rav Nachman because of this nether, I never would have made the nether. If I would have known that, I never made the nether. And then he went to somebody and told him this Pesach, and they were matter of the nether for him.